Today, I want to preach on a new word that I think I created. It's not really a word, but hopefully it'll become a word in our church. And the word is called, and this is the topic of today's message, and it's called Faith Works. I'm still working on how I should say it. Faith works, or whatever you want to say it, I want to talk to you about faith. Bible says that faith without works is dead. I talk to a lot of people who say, I have great faith, Pastor Alex. I just don't know what to do now. I've heard this many times. I have such faith right now, I can move the mountains. Tell me what to do, Pastor. What should I do now? Well, faith and works are inseparable. Hello? Faith and works are inseparable. It's a thing that works together. So when a person says, I have faith, but they don't know what to do, or they don't do something, it's not real faith yet. It's great hope, it's a desire, it's wishful thinking, it's good intentions, but it's not faith. Now, there's three types of faith. We're not going to go deep into them today, but I want to mention it. There is God type of faith, there is demonic faith, and there's human faith. Now, human faith is a neutral type faith that is amazing. Now, let me explain to you. When God created people, He said, let us create men in our image. The way God created this world, and God is a being that inside has faith. What is faith? Faith is a spiritual force, okay, that is given to each human being at birth. Okay? When you were born, did you get intellect? Yes. Did you get brain when you were born, right? It was a part of our human complexity. It was brain. It was intellect. It was ability to love. It was ability to have conscious. Obviously, it was developed. God has given us such thing as a faith. Now, today I'm not talking about faith in God so much. I'm talking about faith. When two people get married, they have faith in each other. You don't have to be a Christian to have faith. There is a neutral type of faith. Every human being has faith on the inside of them. Now, with faith, people accomplish great things. Because of human faith, we were able to send spaceship into the orbit of this earth, into space. With faith, human beings were able to reach the highest of the mountains, like Mount Everest and Andes and other ones, right? What makes human beings train themselves? 1 in 6 die trying to reach Mount Everest. What makes people do crazy things? There's no oxygen up there. I mean, there's very little. So you have to train yourself, climb up there. Some of their fingertips were frozen off. I mean, people do crazy things because of human faith. Human faith is not evil. God has given to each one of us that ability to believe something. Now, however, human faith is limited. On a hierarchy of faith, God's faith is the biggest. Then there's second, it's demonic. And then human faith. Human faith is neutral. Okay? Human faith is neutral, but it's not neutral forever. Faith of a human being makes him reach towards knowledge and power. Faith of a human being makes him reach towards knowledge. If you have faith, you will try to get knowledge in that area. And if you have faith, knowledge, Bible says, puffs up, makes you a snob. I am big into knowledge. I'm big into knowledge, and I study every day of my life. I read books every day of my life. I mean, I just take different conferences and whatever I can to educate myself. But I know that after a while, your brain becomes big, and you feel like you know everything. That's a snob, right? I know it all. Arrogant. You know, so after a while, human faith is limited, and what it does It tries to connect itself to one positive or to the negative force of faith that's available. Okay? Some people connect themselves to the negative force, which is demonic, spiritual stuff, Wicca, and all kinds of crazy stuff. Because knowledge is not enough. They want power. And wouldn't you agree that all human beings desire to know, feel supernatural? We do. And let me talk to you guys. I gotta get it off my chest. Church has been weak in this area. Church has become all about knowledge. It's all about knowing the Bible, who's smartest, who can quote more scriptures. But the world is pretty interesting. There's all kinds of supernatural shows. All right, Reaper, Supernatural. There is, the lady who does Medium. People are searching for supernatural. How many horror films are being produced every year? Why do you think? Because inside of us, deep somewhere, deep on the inside, we're searching for something more, bigger than us. With our brain, we become limited at certain area. And so we want more. So you either connect your faith with God's faith on the right, or you connect your faith with the world or demonic faith. But faith cannot be neutral forever. Even musicians, famous musicians of the 80s, 70s, they would connect themselves, and it's not hard to see who they serve because they practice it on the stage. They dress themselves. They act certain ways. It's not hard to understand who they connected their faith with. Where does their inspiration comes from? Human faith is neutral, but it does not stay neutral forever. It has to be connected with one or the other. Now, disciples came to Jesus and they said something interesting. Increase our faith. The interesting thing, I've always looked at that scripture, and I'm like, Jesus, what kind of answer did you give him? Because Jesus said, if you had faith of a mustard seed. What kind of answer is that? They're asking, if I'm asking, Andre, increase my faith. And he says, if you had faith of a mustard seed. What kind of answer is that? That's no answer at all. Notice Jesus didn't say you can increase your faith, just as he didn't say that you can't increase an inch off your height. It's like me saying, Jesus, I want 6 more inches to my height, you know? Because tall people, I heard this, tall people get more respect. Come on, Jesus. Jesus said, no, it's not going to happen. He said, the height that I give you, why don't you use it to your maximum potential? Amen. You don't come to God and say, God, increase my intellect. You exercise the intellect that He already gave you. Come on, help me out. Right? So it would be foolish to us to come to God and says, God, increase our faith. God says, the faith that I give you, why don't you exercise it and make it do great things? You don't have to be a spiritual person to use faith. How many of you got what I'm saying here? Every human being was born, and Jesus confirmed it. He said, if you had faith, if you only exercise your faith a little bit, you can move mountains. Huh. See, the weakness of Christians is not that we exercise God faith. I mean, that's the next step. We don't even exercise our human faith. If you know most Christians, they said something like this. God is going to do it. God is going to do it. Hallelujah. He's in control. I believe it. I confess it. I receive it. I blab it. I grab it. And it's mine. You know what I'm saying? In most of us, we don't lift a finger to use faith works. Notice I said faith works. I meant faith. But faith without works is dead. Andre and Yana, come up here quickly. They're one, right? Faith works. If you separate them, guess what? They're not one no more. So works is useless and faith is useless. It's dead. If there's no works, if these two are not together, faith works. Faith works. If they're not together, nothing will be accomplished. I'm so tired of people misunderstanding this thing. And then they cry why God doesn't do things in their life. And the reason God doesn't do anything, because faith works, and if there's no works, God cannot move. Huh. And if there's no faith works, without faith works, it's impossible to please God. So if you don't have faith works every day of your life, if you're not believing God for something bigger, greater, you are not pleasing to Him. A lot of people say, I'm comfortable. I got what I want in life. God says, is that all? Is that all? What about what I want? And God says, I have thoughts for you, says the Lord. Thoughts to prosper you and give you life and peace. And then He says, my thoughts for you are like the sand grains on the seashore, on the beach. Imagine how many thoughts God has for us. God says you can never, 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 never have an excuse to not live by faith. When men stop living by faith, they get in their 40s, they start finding something else to please them. Because there's nowhere to put that energy. So they put it where it doesn't belong. Bible says, drink out of your own well. A human being should never stop and say, this is fine. Devil wants you to just be in this, you know, this place where, oh, you can't go higher. You can't think bigger. You can't be who you are because you got so many problems. Devil wants to keep you low. Or he pushes you somewhere too fast so he can destroy you. If you give a child a knife too fast or a razor blade, what happens? They cut themselves. That's what devil sometimes does. He either says, you cannot reach this knife, or he says, here, to a baby. And baby starts cutting herself and others. You see what I mean? But God has thoughts for us. And you think you're done, but you're not. He has thoughts for you. You're not done yet. There's more than He wants you to accomplish than a little house with a picket fence. His thoughts for you are like the sand on the shore. That's how much. Can you count that? Never. I mean, can you count even if you grab a handful? Never. And a lot of us, all my thoughts are husband, house, and a car. And then what? And if that is it for you, then the next will be divorce, because that's what everybody does, and new marriage, right? And then a house and a car. How many of you know what I'm getting? I want to follow God's thoughts. They're bigger than our materialistic plans. They're eternal too. Whatever we do in this life echoes for eternity. Hallelujah. God has put faith in you, and you need to start exercising it. I'm so glad some of our people are rising up and doing something with their life. But there are still some who are not doing enough, who don't have a plan right now, who don't have a next thing they're believing for. And they're achieving. Hallelujah. Because church neglected the power of God, or the power of the supernatural, the world is using the power, and they're showing it off big time. They're doing subtly, unnoticeably, tricky. They show it in a movie. And everybody likes horror movies, and most people, right? And they just look at, oh my goodness. And they're filled with that, not God power, but it is power. I mean, how the heck would you, why would people want to see a horror movie? With all those little demons running around and supernatural, and why is Harry Potter so big? Because in each one of us lives a thirst, hunger for supernatural. Everybody seeks God. Everybody wants God. Listen, don't believe that people say, I don't want God. They either make Him God, the Jehovah, devil, the Lucifer, or God self. But everybody wants to have a God. Everybody's looking for God. Don't be deceived that says, oh, I don't need God. No, you want God. Everybody. There is a drive, God drive inside of us. Like a hunger drive, sex drive, you know, soul drive, emotional drive inside of us. So is there God drive. We want God. And God says, will they seek me? Will they find me? Although, he says, I'm not far from them. God is looking to be discovered by you. Listen, Audrey was saying it right today. She was prophetically singing today, saying, I'm hiding, look for me, search for me, go deeper. And you felt the presence. I mean, it's in this place. If you go somewhere and they sprayed you with something, it's on you. That's how it is today. When you come to the presence of God, especially like today in the worship, he sprays you with this spiritual, I'm not saying nothing physical, spiritual presence. And you cannot not be changed. Hallelujah. What is faith? Let's open Hebrew chapter 11 verse 1. Now, faith is a substance of things hoped for and evidence of things not seen. Now, what is substance? So love is a substance. Andre and Yana love each other. But how can you tell? They feel it. Amen. And we see it. Correct? Faith is substance. Let me ask you a question. How do you know a person is wise? Because wisdom is a substance. But how do you know a person is wise? They say, do wise things. You can see love. You can feel love. If somebody says, how do you know you love that person? I just know it. It's a substance. It's real. It's something I could touch. It's real. How do you know you're wise? It's real. You can see it in that person's life. You see what I mean? It's a substance. Faith is a substance. How do you know there is God? I know him. It's real. Just like love. He's in me. Yeah. If he's a substance, he's a real thing, I could touch him. In here, you know what I mean. How can you touch love? But you do. How can you touch wisdom? But you do. Faith needs to be exercised. And I'm not talking about God faith right now or demonic faith. I'm talking just natural human faith, God-given. It's interesting that people in the world sometimes achieve greater things than people of God who have ability or have availability for connecting their faith with God. When Jesus, and this is a perfect example, he connected his will, his faith with God, with God's will and God's faith. He did crazy things. I mean, there's no things like walking on water. I don't think it has been done by except that Brazilian little runner. If you slow him down, you can see him walking pretty much. So Jesus connects his faith. But he says, if you have faith of a mustard seed, you can move mountains. You can do great things. And Christians, we need to exercise our faith. We need to exercise our faith more. And that's doing something. Now, a lot of us, this is what we do. And Yonggi Cho from South Korea, he said, if God never gave you a penny, don't ask him for $1 million. Why don't you receive something smaller? Use your faith to get something smaller before you ask him to do something big. See, a lot of us, we say, God, why don't you do something really big? Then I'll, you know, my pride will be lifted up. Look what I've done. God says, no. Why don't you do something small first with your faith? Why don't you start exercising your human faith? Go to college. Get an education. That's already faith in action. Because you know you're going to get a job. So if we ask God to increase our faith, he says, why don't you use the faith that you have? Okay? How do you know the person of faith? You see it in their actions. James says, show me your faith without works, and I will show you my faith from works. See, a lot of people think about themselves great. Without works, that's pride. Listen, if I start thinking I'm a big preacher, big shot, 1,000 people, that's my faith, right? But you look at me, you're like, there's just 35 people in your church. Okay? You would think, what about me? Arrogant? Proud? Right? See, a lot of people say, I'm supposed to be a rock star. I have faith to be a rock star. And then just walking around telling everybody. People are like, shut up, man. How long are you going to talk about this? Get a job. So you can afford a guitar. Join a band. Practice 5 days a week. You know, whatever. Faith is always shown by the actions. Now, you might have faith for big things, but people treat you for who you are now, not according to what your faith is. Real faith is proven by actions. So if your actions are right here and you are puffed up to here, people only see here. So your faith is really here, not here. A lot of people misunderstand God because they say, God, I believed you for great things, but you didn't come through for me. And God says, you were proud and arrogant. Your pride made you believe that. I didn't, you know, you didn't exercise the little. The Bible says, who is faithful in little will be put over great things. I had a guy who worked for me. And he said, I was talking to somebody that our vision in the church, and he heard me, is to raise stars. That means raise people up. Because faith actually does, it restores a person and raises him up. It's true. We all came to God kind of unconfident. We all came to God kind of not knowing who we are. Only what the world told us. How we've been scripted by the parents and grandparents and people around us. That's how we come to God. But when we come to God, He changes everything. We become confident. We become beautiful. I'm sorry, but I'm not sorry, but it's true. If you see a true person who's seeking after God's heart, their face changes. You know how the Bible says wisdom changes the face of a person? Have you ever looked at a person and like, that's intelligent man. That's intelligent woman over there. Have you? Why? It's written on their face. Have you ever looked at really a person who's really been messed up? Like, man, that guy is smoking some. The guy was working, and he said to me, he heard me say that he's like, why don't you raise me up? I'm like, are you serious? And he's like, oh, yeah. Okay, this is what we do. This is step one, step two, step three. A few days later, the guy quit. Doesn't show up. I pray. I'm like, Lord, what's up? He wanted to be raised up. He's gone for 2 weeks. Calls me later. Do I still have my job? I was ready to drop things to his lap. Really, I was. Substantial things. Material things. But if you don't have faith, you'll freak out and run away. See, a lot of us are praying, God, give me great things. And as soon as God starts bringing those things, if we don't have faith enough to contain those great things, you will lose it as fast as you got it. That's why people who win millions of dollars cannot contain it. They lose it fast. And in the process, destroy themselves. Guys, you have to exercise your faith. You have to believe God for bigger things. Don't believe what the world tells you, that you're nobody. That you're just, you know, you made so many mistakes. Actually, God loves taking people out of a gutter, out of a ditch, out of a mud, and raise them up so He can show the world that God takes foolishness of the world and shames the wise. God takes poor of the world and makes them shame the rich. God takes weak of the world and makes them shame the strong. And the paradox and wisdom of God is unsearchable. And you're like, God, what are you doing? God loves. See, a lot of us, we come to God and we're like, okay, God, as soon as I get my life in order, then I'll start serving you. God says, I don't need you then. I don't need perfect people. Churches, it should be a saying, no perfect people allowed. They're religious. The perfect people are those religious hypocrites. No perfect people allowed here. God loves to take nothing and make it something. That's what God does. And I'm excited to see over the years what God has been doing with people. And you see them start with God. I remember some people I was praying for here. And now they're just over there and they're doing something in the world. They're doing something in the God's house. You love to see what God can do. But no perfect people. He doesn't want any. He likes you the way you are. He says, can you believe me? Can you use your faith a little bit? Just the natural faith that I give you. That you can get a better job. That you can actually achieve something more than a next hit or a next girl or a next party. Can you believe me for something greater than a next buzz and next high? Believe me. And God says, if you're not using faith, everything you do that's apart from faith is, say it, sin. In Romans, it says, everything that's apart from faith is sin. If I do great works, but no faith, I build a hospital in Africa, let's say. I help children, but it's not out of faith. Guess what I'm doing it for? Look at me. If there is God, He'll have to let me in. Look what I've done. Whoo! Look what I've done. I'm for environment. Great. But if it's not of faith, it's sin. Oh, I know it's hard, but it's biblical. I'm sorry, maybe you don't like that verse. But it is in the Bible. Everything apart from faith, everything done apart from faith is sin. And it's like, what? Yeah. God wants everything to be done out of faith because without faith, it is impossible to please God. You want to be pleasing to God, right? I want to be pleasing to God. Use your faith. Search, seek higher things. Go and achieve what God has for you to achieve. Now, quickly, what does faith look like? Faith of David. Remember little boy David and Goliath? Everybody's trembling. They have faith. God is going to deliver us. We're people of God. And they're standing in front of the army, huge army of Philistines, Israelites, Philistines. In the middle comes this huge Goliath, 10 feet tall or whatever. And everybody's like praying, oh Jesus, we believe. That's called hope. It's good. Hope is good. But there comes this guy named David, little boy, teenager, like you, some of you, comes and hears and says, this guy's cursing my God. So he goes to the king and says, what will happen to a man who will kill this giant? King is like, you? No way. King Saul is like, but David is persistent. Faith makes a person be persistent in action. So he goes again and says, let me go and cut that uncircumcised Philistine's his head. See how faith is acting? Everybody's praying in the army. Lord, help us. Bringing sacrifice and all. David says, I want to go kill him. So Saul says, put my armor on. David puts the armor on and he can't even walk. He's a 17-year-old guy. And King Saul was head taller than everybody, Bible says. King was big, huge. Tall guy, yeah. David says, I can't go like that. So he goes and takes 5 stones. Faith. A lot of people says, I have faith that I can move the mountain. But I don't know what to do. Faith will use simple things around you to create for you a great future. Listen to me. Faith will use simple thing that's around you to create a great future for you. David was a shepherd boy. He had a stick. He went and chose 5 rocks. And this Philistine got offended. because he had a stick in his hand. And he's walking towards him, and this man is huge. He wanted a match, that's right. He's coming towards him. David is coming towards him, and Philistine got offended and says, "Why are you coming to me like I'm a dog with a stick? Am I a dog?" He says, "I'm going to cut your head and give it to the birds, little boy." And David says, "You come to me with a spear and with a sword. I come to you in faith in the great God Jehovah." And he says, "I'm going to cut your head off." This is David talking to this big man. "I'm going to cut your head off and I'm going to give it to the birds." And this big guy is going, "Ha, ha, ha, ha." So David takes a rock and shoots it right into his first one, forehead. Takes a big sword, uses two hands, cuts his head off. Takes the sword, drags it behind him, takes the head in the other hand. Faith always acts. David didn't pray and hope, "God, I hope that a big meteorite will come from up above and hit him in the head. I hope a hail, unusual hail, size of a basketball, just knock him over, God. I hope that the big lion would come out of the forest and just attack this big man and eat him alive." See, that's all hope. "God, I hope you can do. I hope you can do." Faith says, "God, I believe you. I'm going to take this rock and I'm going to go fight." But the victory, notice, the victory was not because David was so strong. It was divine. It was supernatural. See, so the glory goes not to David, although David became famous after that. Glory goes all to God. I mean, David could have tried 10 rocks and it wouldn't do nothing if it wasn't for God. So victory from your faith will not be because you are so faith person, although you probably will be. But victory will be because God intervenes. God loves it when we use faith. Holy Spirit intervenes and begins to create things that you believe. Hallelujah. God wants to raise up people who are not only full of knowledge about Him, full of knowledge about the Bible and all bunch of religions. God is trying to raise up people who will connect their faith with His faith to do miraculous things. And for you, miraculous might be different than for me. For Andre and Francis might be different. To each one in his sphere. So for me, I might cut down a great tree. You know, that's my faith. And I'll be like, "Whoa, God, look at that. Perfect drop." To you, it might be in your business or your world. Whatever you are at. That's when God wants you to use faith. And then He wants you to connect. And next week we'll talk about connecting your faith with supernatural. Hallelujah. Difference between faith and hope. I got this from Stephen Furtick. Faith is not wishful thinking. It's a substance. It's an action. Hope is a desire. Faith is a demonstration of that desire. Listen to this. Hope wants it to happen. Faith causes it to happen and acts as it's already done. Faith is not content to want it really, really bad. Faith consults and the drawings and gets busy building. Hope is a blueprint. Faith is a contractor. Hope is a blueprint. Faith is a contractor. Some of the things we're believing God for will never happen in our lives because we stand in hope instead of walking in faith. Hope is the part without action. As soon as you add action to your hope, it becomes faith. And even though Jacob made many mistakes, trickery and everything, remember? With the sheep, he used faith and it was pleasing to God. God had to yank a leg out of his socket, you know, to slow him down. Remember that? But this man is recorded in history as a great man of faith. So I'm speaking to you, New Life Church, New Life First. Rise up and use your faith. Achieve great things. Faith will make you discipline your body. Because a lot of times we have good intentions to achieve something. Write a book, let's say, or record something, or do something. But we're so just disorganized, so undisciplined. Faith will make you get disciplined. Faith will make you connect with people who might coach you a little rough. Tough love, it's called. Because, you know, your coach doesn't care about your emotions. Football coach. Cheerleaders that are like, ah, you're great. Coach is like, no, you can be better. Amen? God wants you to rise up. Faith will make you pray. Faith will make you fast even. Be a day or three without food. Because you're saying, God, I believe you so much. And I have hope right now, but I don't know what to do. Where does the idea come to David? Get five stones. Where do you get the idea of five stones? Where do you get the idea that you strip the bark off the poplar tree, put it in front of the sheep, and they start producing differently? See, inspiration is where hope is. But inspiration needs revelation. That's why people say, I have faith, I feel I can remove mountains. I just don't know what to do. It's like David, I have faith, I can kill this Goliath. God says, why don't you ask me how? And David goes and asks God, God, how do I do it? And God says, just grab five stones. The idea, and this is how God speaks to us, it's just an idea. But we cannot contribute ideas to ourselves. They come from above. Right? He's like, oh, that could work, David says. You see what I'm saying? Inspiration needs revelation to make it faith. And sometimes the simplest thing you do, God begins to bless it. And you rise up. And your life is meaningful. You know where you're going. It's not just watching TV on a couch and playing video games. It's not just getting drunk. And Bible says, give the drink to the poor man. You know that? Give to him that there is no hope. Not to him who has hope. Let me read it to you. Proverbs says this. Give strong drink to him who is perishing. And wine to those who are bitter in heart. Let him drink and forget his poverty. And remember his misery no more. But don't give drinks to the princess, it says up there. Don't give drink to the princess. They got too much to live for. Give it to those who are bitter and miserable. Yeah, it's in the Bible. Guys, there's so much. I would just hate to see people wasting their life. Being like a boat that has no engine, just drifting up on the ocean, nowhere, no course, no direction. God loves you so much. He cares for you so much. That's why He brought you here today. So you can hear this and do something with your life. And then give Him glory for everything that you are. You can't take it. He gave you wisdom. He gave you air to breathe. He put the environment that He did around you. After you've done all things, give Him the glory. But do something. Hope this message inspired you to live greater. I want to be balanced. I don't want to just preach to you about sins, what you shouldn't do. I want to preach to you what you are and what you should do.